The Evolution of the Real Estate Business, loosely translated from Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and real estate. And God said, "Let there be light." And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And thus was created the first work day. And God said, "Let the water be gathered to one place." And God called the dry ground at the edge of the sea prime coastal property. And God said, "Let the earth teem with realtors. Be fruitful and increase in number," which was the beginning of ruthless competition for the aforementioned property. And God made two great lights to govern the day and the night, to separate the days, which was the beginning of the seven-day work week and evening appointments. And God saw that it was good for business. And then he went and created the Bureau of Real Estate, the National Association of Realtors, and the Internet, and complicated history beyond belief. Fellow realtors, I feel your pain. I've been where you are. I'm still where you are. I will be here forever, or so I tell my clients. But by writing this book, I hope to show you the way to a happier here. It has been scientifically proven that endorphins coursing through your body elevate your mood, induce euphoria, and enable you to enjoy selling real estate. This book will help you achieve that state of being. There is no profession whose every move is more scrutinized, legislated, and codified. We realtors are charged with upholding tax law, the civil code, the penal code, and state and federal law. But are we given a code for coping? No. Stuff still happens because no legal authority has deciphered the key to dealing with the challenges of real estate. Well, here it is. A veritable roadmap from here to there. I have had a successful career in real estate, by which I mean that I have never seen the inside of a jail, although I have visited other realtors there. I drive a nice car, which I only do because some buyers and sellers fixate on cars, and I have a nice house, nice being defined as small but paid for. I am sure you set similar goals for yourself when you started your career, and then you sold a house. Whoa, that was work. And marginally profitable? Kidding aside, why should you buy this book? Because you too could consistently earn a six-figure income, hang scads of award plaques on your walls, speak before the Board of Realtors and on web TV, be referred by attorneys and accountants and happy clients. Just read this! You won't even have to buy my 10-disc How to Make $1 Million in Real Estate Without Really Trying CD program. It's all here between the covers of this book. Regardless of where you are in the journey, thriving real estate agent, newbie, wannabe, or used to be, you'll find teaching moments, stories that reveal the key to staying employed, how to protect your bottom line, how to get and keep a stable of good contractors, how to handle demanding people, agents, clients, family, ways to avoid time suck, alternatives to letting kids bankrupt their parents, and quintessential tips on how to be a real estate sales whiz. Every day, there's something new to learn in real estate. If you used to be a realtor, these tips may boost your endorphin level and bring you back to the fold. The Ten Commandments, etch these on the palm of your hand, Chapter 7. Lawyers, friendly and otherwise, forewarned is forearmed, Chapter 9. The most challenging clients, see if you can top this, Chapter 12. Your competition, no, this is not you, you bought my book, we're friends, Chapter 13. You will have permission to reproduce and distribute my copyrighted list of daily reminders. Focus. Breathe. It's not about me. It always works out. Just do it. I am serene. These are provided in bullet format so that you can cut and paste them onto your computer, your car dashboard, and the forehead of any agent or client who annoys you. The overarching message running rampant through all this insider information is that finding enjoyment and seeing humor in your real estate career will get you from point A to point Z a lot more easily. Introducing a little levity can get you through pretty much anything, unless, of course, it's not appropriate. But most of the time it is. and it soothes nerves, appeases the opposition, and shows the public that you're both human and fun to work with. They'll want to hire you, to refer you, to pay you. This is vital information, worth the price of this book. Because as infinitely personally rewarding as a career in real estate can be, someone has to pay the bills. So keep this manual stored on your electronic gizmo and tuck it into your pocket or handbag. Think of it as my little guide to loving real estate.